not your typical bromance. Broadcasting across the world, live from Central Florida, with news stories, current events, social media news, and real life shit, even Karen rant worthy shit. Bro Rants.
Welcome back to another Fine Monday on the Bro Rants Show.
Monday. Bro Rants Monday.
That's really good. That's actually better than what you did last week. Last week was a little suspect, man. I didn't know who I was dealing with. And it's a lot of Mondays in your Monday morning.
Well, you know, people are waking up, you know, checking us out. So I want to liven them up. I want to wake them up.
You want to wake them up. I do. I respect that. Yeah, I get that, but
better than a rooster.
Better than a rooster, but it probably is kind of on the rooster level because you repeat Monday a lot.
Monday. One more time.
Monday,
Bro Rants. Is that better?
Say it again, but not like Billy D. Williams.
Monday, Bro Rants.
Okay.
Monday.
Bro, that's like 85 Mondays.
Monday.
So you good? Yeah, you must be good, man. How was your weekend?
It was amazing. My weekend was really amazing. Let me tell you.
Okay.
So we celebrated a birthday for Andrew. He's 11 years old now.
Okay. 11 years old?
11 years old.
Oh, wow, man. Yes. The milestone's being made over here.
Next year he's going to middle school, but sweetest kid ever, man.
Okay.
First birthday. Well, I'm divorced, so Andrew has never experienced a birthday with his mom and dad together. For this birthday, for some reason, he asked, can we have a birthday together, mom and dad, and no arguing for a day?
Cause, wow.
Because he's seen us argue before, so.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he didn't ask for a bike. He didn't ask for clothes or money or nothing. He said that's what he wanted.
Wow. Dude, you know what? That's so awesome because it's almost like the Christmas story when they're like, Santa, I just want my mom and dad to get along. They're like, can you just bring mom and dad together, please, Santa? Dude, that is like so amazingly sweet. Yeah.
So how do you not grant that wish? So, you know.
Yeah.
So his mom and I, we got together and we made that happen for him. So we took him to Universal for his birthday.
Oh, that's pretty damn awesome, man. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was a great time. No arguments. It was good. It was great. Also,
yeah.
Ray.
Okay. And for those who don't know, Ray is Ray Jr.
He's a third.
He's a third.
Yeah, Ray.
Ray the third.
Uh-huh. So he's on his team. Well, he made the first cut for his team. We don't know if he's made the final cut.
Okay, so yeah, you were telling me about this off air. Please explain, because you were saying that he made the team, and then you were saying it was three of him in the bubble. And only thing I know about the bubble is post or mid COVID-19 when the NBA and the NFL and stuff had to play stuff. Well, the NFL didn't play in a bubble, but the NBA played in a bubble.
That's right. Okay. So what happened was they're supposed to do a cut on Friday.
Okay.
But because it's coming up a spring break, the coach had to make a decision quick.
Okay.
So he made a decision today. But it's not a final decision because this is according to Ray. So let's say they had 20 kids. He cut 8.
Okay.
He got 12 left. Let's say he only needs 9 for the team.
All right. Okay.
So there's three guys that he has to decide who he wants, who he doesn't want. So he has to watch them play, see who works well together, see who meshes, see what players really play well together.
Okay.
Because a team is about, it isn't about one person.
It's about shoes gelling and camaraderie.
Right. Yeah. So absolutely. So that's what's going on. But listen, I tell you this.
Okay.
I gave my son some advice. The other day he came home, he wasn't really too happy because he got blocked by a guy. And that was the last play of the game, and he felt real down, and he felt like he wasn't doing his part. And I say, son, it's not what you do before the block. It's what you do after the block.
Okay.
Do you keep your head up and keep on moving to the next play, or do you just put your head down and let that be the end of it? No, you put your head up and play hard.
Okay.
So what I did was I told him, I said, hey, from this point on, when you go to the practice, play defense like the guy you're playing against.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he is your twin brother, and you have to be with him the whole time. Like you're conjoined. I said, play him from beginning to end.
Conjoined at the hips, right? Not,
yes.
Not, okay.
Yes, yes.
Making sure.
And make sure, hey, make sure you make everything difficult for him. I said, coaches nice. Like that. They like.
Defense wins games, bro. Yes. Yeah, people like that because it shows,
shows grit.
It shows grit. And defense, no one wants to play that because you're playing that 90% of the game. And most people, most kids these days, let's just admit it, they want to be the hero. They want to be the baller. They want to do all the crossovers. And
they want to shoot threes like Steph. Come on.
Like
Steph. Keep
and,
it real.
And James Harden.
Yeah.
And not play defense like James Harden. He has his moments, but.
Hey, Hardman playing some defense, bro.
Because the Nets probably, because he's probably, Durant's like, yo, you got to play some defense, damn it. Or Steve Nash probably telling him, you got to play some damn defense.
Well, they know that's how they win championships.
Speaking of my weekend.
Yeah, say about your weekend.
Yeah, my weekend, we relaxed out. The girls had, you know, they're doing their spring break thing, which is crazy. I mean, we got some daughters that are doing their own thing. So me and the wife are like, you know, it's seriously like past couple of years, it's been empty nest because they've had their own lives.
That's great.
Minus the COVID thing. The COVID brought us all in the same nest. It was like, okay, we were loving each other the first couple of months, and then all of a sudden it was like driving each other crazy. But so we just relaxed, went out to go eat dinner and relaxed out back in the hot tub and with the cat and dog with Phoenix and Storm. So that's our that's our babies now, you know.
Gotcha. Hey, so what do you have against talking on the phone?
Why? What do you mean?
You know, when I text you, you always have an issue. You want,
dude, me. It's like, I'll put it this way. Since I constantly do that throughout the day.
I got you.
So
I,
it's like.
I assume that.
Yeah, so it's like, whoo-sa. You know what I mean? So I like to more so, I converse a lot via text too. You know what I mean? I know you don't like to text a whole thing. I convert to that. Or sometimes I do the voice mail message, like, You talk, leave a message that way on the WhatsApp. I do that sometimes on WhatsApp.
The reason I don't like doing it is because most of the time I'm driving.
Yeah, but you voice text too.
Yes, but it makes you.
No, I decipher good. I'm good at deciphering typos.
I'm not good at deciphering. I gotta like what
I decipher. What? I decipher. Yo, it's funny because Kate Dad, he'll sit there and voice text her, and she's like, "What the hell? Get the sardine out of the what? You know." The car, what? So it doesn't ever make sense. And he just learned technology. The fact that this man is voice texting at 72 is ridiculous. Because he won't, you know, he's like, he just started talking to the phone. You know, before he didn't talk to Siri.
No, he was afraid of it.
He just didn't know. You're like, here's the thing. Her parents would get like, you know, they get these cars that have the map and GPS and Bluetooth.
Right.
And they lease them out. And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, can you hook it up? And I'm like, yeah, you know, her dad would be driving. He's like, oh, I hate this driver assistant. Oh, but I like it. Because he's one of these people that will sit there and write notes while he's driving, and the car will be swerving. So,
yeah.
I followed him before. What'd you say?
He's the kind of person I'm behind. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's texting while he's driving.
He don't even text. He writes. He's old school. This dude would not touch a laptop.
Uh-huh.
He was like, I'm not converting. No laptop. Even though, like, the rest of the insurance world is like, no, you have to, you know, tablet and whatnot. And you know, my mother-in-law, she's tried to convert him to getting a laptop because, you know, not a laptop, a tablet, because it's more suitable
right.
than a laptop and dealing with that. But he's not done it. So the fact that he's voice texting right now, because, like I said, they would have these navigations. And I'm like,
that's gross.
Put the address in the navigation, will get you there.
That's growth for him.
And he's like on the phone, and Kate's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm driving right now. But you have Bluetooth in the car. Enable Bluetooth. And it's like, it's funny because he'd be like, hey, you know, and he'd be like, you and you guys can come over and set up the car, set up the stuff. So it's the fact that he voice texts, I mean, she deciphers it, but it's funny the fact that, you know, he's finally taking that leap of faith.
He's like me on Instagram then, right? He's kind of like that. He's
well,
like,
you, oh. So this dude was like, Reg, I don't know Instagram or anything like that, but I'm learning from my daughters, you know, and I'm like, and Kaylee, my youngest, Egypt, she helps me out here and there when she's around. But Kaylee, she's my go-to more so. I'm like, Kaylee. She's like, what? I'm like, hey, how do you put music to the story? Sound like Bill Cosby. How do you put the music to the story? Hey, and she's like,
I'm going to cancel.
Right? And she's like, every time she's like, she starts laughing. I'm like, man, come on, just teach me.
Right.
So she helps me with that. So Ray's like, hey, I'm like, oh, Ray, you got the shirts, man. He sent me this picture. And I'm like, yo, post it and tag me in it with the hoodie. You know, the merch. And you guys need to check out the merch and check out the merches on the platforms that we'll say right after. And Ray's like, oh, yeah, yeah. So this dude sent me some private messages. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Add me to the story and I can grab, I can pick it up.
I thought I did.
He's like, I'm trying. I've been trying for 15 minutes. All I'm hearing in my mind, I'm like, old. I'm like, all I'm hearing is Kate's dad in my ear. And I'm like, this dude is old. So Monday comes around and he's like, or Tuesday, whatever, Monday or Tuesday. He's like, oh, I'm in the area. I'll stop off after I drop Ray off to his basketball.
I need a tutorial.
I'll stop by your house. And I'm like, huh? I'll stop by so you can show me.
Yeah, you know.
Bruh.
Hey, time is limited, man. Might as well go get a tutor.
Bruh.
Like, you get a chance.
It was crazy. It was like me. It was, picture this. It was like me teaching my grandmother how to use a phone. Like, okay.
It wasn't that bad.
Mama, you're going to have to press this button. Oh, what's that?
What does that do?
Yeah, if you, okay. It's digital, right? So you're going to have to, the touch screen, Mama, you can. No, I don't need all that. I just need the rotary. So it was like that. He got through it.
It wasn't that bad,
people. No, but, and then Raymond leaves with all this confidence. Oh, I got it. Oh, I got it now. And he's one of the people that you give him a little inch, and then the dude is like, I got this shit. And he's walking away overly confident. No, you don't need to teach me anymore. I'm like, Raymond, but you got to, there's one more. I got it from now on. Needless to say, I have not seen that post because I think he didn't do it. He didn't. Yeah, exactly. He's laughing because it's facts. Because what happened? You missed the last step. You're right.
Cancer culture.
So speaking of, definitely start checking us out on our handles, man. Because you guys.
Yes, our handles.
On YouTube, we are Bro Rants
Podcast.
Podcast on YouTube. Yep. And it didn't dawn on me that you guys aren't the same people that watch us on YouTube at all, you know, because when we were doing the paranormal stuff, I was like, we never said, hey, guys, check out the videos on our YouTube channels. You guys just heard us talking about this evidence and with the paranormal investigators of New England, as well as Kelly Unexplained. So none of you know, you guys didn't even see any of the evidence. And not only that, when we had the interview with Trey Henderson and with Tyrone Magnus. All this stuff is on the YouTube channel, guys. So if you guys like the visuals.
A lot of content.
Check that out. And if you guys follow us on the Instagram handle, bro_rants_podcast.
Exactly.
And the Twitter handle, @bro_rants.
Yes.
So follow us, guys. And then check out the merch because Raymond got that for you on.
That's going to be on bonfire.com. But look up Bro Rants merchandise.
Absolutely.
Let me say that one more time. Bonfire, BONFIRE.com. Bro Rants merchandise. And, you know, get your hoodie. I know it's getting kind of hot, but, you know, there's AC in the house. There's AC in places.
And we got T-shirts.
We got T-shirts.
We got tank tops coming out for the ladies, too, if the ladies are involved, because we got 25%. Listen to me. I'm very proud of this, because we had, like, the 15% mark, and it's been growing. So we've been hitting something with these women. 25% of our listeners now are women.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
We have the ladies.
10% is non-binary, so we love you too.
Yeah.
And the rest is the dudes.
Okay.
But now we're hitting the range. So we got a huge range, man. We got from, is it 18 to 22 to 60 plus is our range.
Okay.
And our biggest listeners are the 25 to 34.
25 to 34. 34. Okay.
And then right below that would be 35 to 40.
Okay.
45 or 40, something like that.
The people with the good credit.
Hey, why no hate on our people, man? Gosh, damn it.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Speaking of, so cancel culture, man. Okay, guys. Let's be real. Let's hit this. Does cancel culture need to be canceled? Or is it time to just hang up the rings and just move on from that? Has it gotten too far? Is it a beast that we no longer have a handle on?
Do we need a cancel culture czar? Do we need a cancel culture term limits?
Do we need a cancel culture panel? I mean, we need rules.
Is cancel culture appropriate?
Is it? I don't know, especially in COVID times. You know why? Because the cancel culture, I mean, people are already dealing with unemployment and stuff like that and losing their jobs. And the cancel culture, for those who have these pedestals, whatever, they're losing their job over, some might say justifiable, some might say it's not justifiable.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's hard to say.
It is hard to say. It's hard to say if it's valid, the reasons. But I guess that's what makes it so interesting as far as the cancel culture, because you don't know what offends someone else.
You don't. You don't because we're not privy to it. A lot of people are out of touch of, you know, what used to be considered funny 10 years ago is now considered offensive and borderline racist or borderline bigot, borderline sexist, borderline misogynist. So there's a lot of ways to interpret things now. So there's a lot of
even in my household sometimes, like, I'll say, you know, something like it's not even like it's more where I'm more like, I'll say, I make a comment. I can't think of it right now for some reason, but it's something where I say something and the kids are just like, Dad, you can't say that.
Or dad,
that's so harsh.
Oh, my girls, I'm like, if I'm like, hey, oh, thank you, my teens, right? So they're teenagers, but they think they're women, and this has been going on ever since they were 8, 6 years old. I'm like, guys, what are you wearing? That's kind of inappropriate. I'm like, oh, what are you doing? You're saying that's really sexist of you. I'm a woman, and the fact that you objectify me like that, would you say you can't? So what if a guy doesn't wear a t-shirt out? And what do they say about that? I'm like, whoa. What? First and foremost, bring it back and make sure you've taken your blue pill, because I know you're on the red pill woke, but please go back to the blue pill and realize where you're at.
Oh my.
Because you're in this household and I'm your dad. And if I'm uncomfortable with whatever the hell you're wearing, and I don't want guys hollering at my young, I'm just turning into Bill Cosby today. My young daughters, I don't want them to holler at my young daughters. So that's what I've been having to deal with constantly is, like you said, it's either inappropriate. It's either, oh, you're a sexist, dad, because you don't think, you know, if I was a guy, it wouldn't matter what I wear. Okay, that may be true, but at the end of the day, you're not, and you're my daughter, and I don't want you being harassed.
And it's so hard. It's so hard that they feel like, you know, a man can't say anything about what they wear anymore.
Exactly.
It's like, because they want to. If a man can go shirtless, why can't I?
Yes. Yes. And that's it. Yeah. If a man can go shirtless, why can't I? And I'm like, well, gross. And no. So,
I mean, because you know that's kind of inappropriate. I wonder if listen, ladies, please comment. Let us know how you feel about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think it's okay for a man to go shirtless and a woman not to go shirtless?
Yeah.
Are we wrong on this? Let us know. We need to know.
Help
us out.
Would that change everything?
Yeah.
What if women went shirtless? Would that change how? Because now you're seeing everything. I mean, would it still be appealing, or would it be like how the porn industry now is free? So it's like free that it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe we should go naked and afraid for everything.
Naked and what?
Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid. There's a show.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I mean,
so maybe we should do that for everything.
I don't know, man. You know? I don't know, if because there's always more to the imagination when it's covered up.
Right? It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I think it's, you know, I see my wife, I'm like, oh, shit. You know, I even though I know what's under there, I'm like, it's still sexy as hell when she's wearing stuff and it compliments her body and her curves and whatever. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it makes it more
appealing, endearing, and alluring.
But at the same time,
yeah,
that's you. Maybe someone else in the other side of the coin might be like, less is better.
Less is better, and I think less is better. More is better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like, I don't know. Well, yeah. Anyway, I don't want to get canceled on this cancel culture thing. I'm just giving about what I like, you know what I mean? Who basically determines whether you're worthy of being canceled? At first, it was like, okay, I can see what's happening. When you saw this stuff happening, to me, when it was happening to the people that happened to be bigots and whatnot, and they were getting caught offline. You know, they get caught saying things, or maybe
when you're saying this, what are you talking about specifically right now?
Right now, I can't think of anyone. There's been a lot of bigots.
Okay, what about the one we talked about recently? The news the
announcer Rowan that announcer that was caught in that game for saying the N-word.
Yeah. Okay. So was that a basketball game or a volleyball game?
That was a basketball game.
Basketball game, and it was where they were doing the
national anthem.
National anthem.
So they took the knee,
and some girls took the knee at the game, and the announcer was caught. I guess it was a hot mic.
Yeah.
And he just said something about,
he was like effing N-words.
Yeah. And was like,
and he said it a couple times.
Yeah. And
you know what? Fuck you, Rowan, because you know what? You blamed it on diabetes one. My mom's got diabetes. And she's never called me. Well,
she might have diabetes.
Called me, yeah, she called me something, but she's not. But how dare you blame it on the spike in diabetes and sugar? And it was during, dude, take care of your health. But here's the thing. I have two things. Not dealing with this, but just the fact that it was caught on a hot mic. His fault for not pressing the button and muting himself.
Mm-hmm.
So boom, that's on you. Because here's the thing. We all know there's racists out there. I'm not blind to it. I know people, they're closet racists. There's closet bigots. There's closet, you know, people that hide it really well. I'd rather know that you are and then not.
Yeah, me too. I know where I stand with people.
That way I know whether, hey, do I put my money into this company or do in this person, or even waste my time being friends with someone that thinks I'm shit.
Yeah.
Behind closed doors. But there's another one. I mean, did you hear about the Kurt Franklin thing? I know I caught you off guard with that. Kurt Franklin, his son recorded him.
What happened with Kurt Franklin?
His son recorded him. I should probably just pull it up. Yeah, I'm going to pull it up.
What are you trying to find right now?
Okay, so there's a rescue bill called American Rescue Bill, and it includes farmers, and it also says people of color. And it's like $1 trillion, and out of $1 trillion, I believe $10 billion is going to farmers of people of color that have been discriminated. So there's, from what I've heard and looked, there were like a million farmers back in the 90s. In the Jim Crow era, I believe. So I had a million farmers, and all of a sudden they were discriminated, so they end up losing. There was a lot of bad practices happening because the big banks didn't want to touch them, so they would have to put up their farms, their land as collateral to use these big machineries from these companies, right? And that's end up losing their land deeds because they couldn't afford it. Some of the stories that took place back then. So anyway, there's a lot of discriminations. The bank's not giving them money. And so this is their way of giving money back to discriminated farmers. But they put, you know, people of color, which also include Hispanics, Native Americans, blacks, right? And Asian people. So I'm going to play the clip so you can hear it.
A major provision in President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill that aims to address decades of discrimination against Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Asian American farmers who've historically been excluded from government agricultural programs. The American Rescue Plan sets aside $10.4 billion for agriculture support and allocates about half the funds to farmers of color who are, quote, subjected to racial or ethnic prejudice because of their identity as members of a group, unquote. The U.S. Commission on Civil Rights confirmed as long ago as 1965, the U.S. Department of Agriculture discriminated against black farmers, but little was done to address the problem.
100 years ago?
Yeah, most happy about the new policy, these people. So, yeah. I'm going to buy a plow, man.
I'm going to plant that corn.
Go get a John Deere. Barack Obama, mother, I'm the president of plowing that head.
You.
I thought the last thing they would want to do was be farmers. Wasn't that a big problem for hundreds of years?
Yeah.
Isn't that why Arsenio Hall called himself the urban man's Johnny Carson?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Are people lining up out in the middle of cornfield Iowa for new dunks?
How would you prove this, by the way? Like, how would you prove that you've been discriminated against?
You don't have to. You just
say. Well, I didn't get that loan. Sir, you had no credit. Well, that should not have stopped me from getting the loan.
I planted a Hennessy tree, but it's not growing.
Well, technically, it did grow, but that shit ain't XO.
I put it in the ground.
I planted a VSOP XO tree. I'm getting in some niche esoteric cognac humor, motherfucker.
Don't white people just go to their neighborhoods and build urban farms and ruin their
people? Yeah,
isn't that
exactly how it works?
In Detroit. Like, yeah. Turns out the soil content, there's a high level of meth.
Yeah, crazy.
Wow, I didn't know.
That and teeth.
There's
teeth littered everywhere.
And by the way,
pain in my arugula.
Steven Crowder, that's what it is. So whatever show he has, that should be canceled. What are your thoughts?
Wow.
Because
I never heard of him before.
I've never heard of him either. So I was watching The Amazing Lucas. He brought that up on Twitter, and then he dropped the YouTube thing, and I'm like, whoa, how is this not even, how nobody's even talking about this? Like, it's not on that level, but.
Maybe he's not big enough, you know, it's under the
Steven,
radar.
Steven Crowder?
Yeah.
Well, the announcer wasn't big enough either. It just, to me, to go into the whole dialect and all that stuff, but here's the thing. That's how it is.
Yeah, he's talking as if we're not even good enough to be able to get far. I mean, he's talking like we're, it's not even like he's making jokes.
Yeah.
He's talking like we're subhuman.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Subhuman and, oh, farming. Well, and then, oh, I thought farming was an issue 400 years ago. Like, whoa, really? You're trying to go there? And it's like, whoa. So these are some really undertone racial jokes here. Like you're talking about as far as, that was a choice?
Like he
what, you know, and it's it, yeah,
go ahead. It wasn't like it, nothing he said was funny
at all.
Like it was I know what I mean, I listened to comedy before. I've listened to comedy all the time, but I'm just saying I'm listening to him, I was just like, he's not making jokes where it's funny. He's really like pointing.
Exactly.
Like he's really denigrating.
Exactly. And they're all doing it in the room. So it's like, hey, to me that's, they're showing their true colors, all of them that's in there.
Well, it's his show, so they're following him.
They're following him, but there's a way, it doesn't matter. If you following him, you guys are on the same wavelength, and you're part of it. Sorry, it's just plain and simple. You are who you hang out with, and if you're working, they all, you know, to me, it looks like it's a podcast or something like that. That's what it looks like from the setup,
that's
right?
That's what looks like a podcast.
So whoever's there, they do it because they love it. And yeah, you get paid. But obviously, everyone's spoken, said something. Even the engineer and whoever was in the background. Everybody was part of the whole.
So you're saying that we should cancel racism?
No, I don't say cancel racism. I say
racist shows.
I'm saying something that comes out like that. Like, here's the thing.
How long should it be canceled, too?
No, but here's what I'm saying here is the way they went about it. Uh-huh. You know why I say that? Because they said people of color. Here's the thing. They're so tone deaf that they had one thing on their mind. They heard people of color and just start black. When the bill included all these other races, Hispanics, Asians, Native Americans, and blacks. So it was not one bill giving black farmers $10 million, $10 billion. It was giving all these other ethnicities as well. They saw was one thing. And when they hear people of color, black. We gonna give. You know what I mean? Oh, we gonna what? What have you given? What has been given anyway? But I'm just, you know, I digress. But to me, it's like they picked one thing to go after.
You know, if you think about it, though, his fan base might like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure they love that. I'm sure. But, Planet Hennessy and this. And it's like, man, those are the people that I'm not racist. I have a black friend. That's the vibe you get from that. To me, like I said, I would rather know. That's good. I'm glad that, hey, that person's showing their true colors. I'd rather you that than, like I said, hey, wave to me and say, oh, we're friends. And then you're going on air and, no, live in your own suburbia, whatever, and in your own white picket fence and with whoever your people are. But don't say, oh, I have a black friend. I have a black lawn guy. You know what I mean? Shit like that.
Right. I'm just shocked. I mean, when I heard that, I was like, whoa. Like, yeah, he really was going in at it. I mean, they all were going in.
It was like he was on a tangent. On a tangent. And
then he had the voice and everything.
Exactly. So it wasn't the first time.
It was not.
Exactly. That's inside jokes that they crack. And it's, you know what I mean? Like I said, there's a time and place for that. So, yeah. If you want to go in there like that, yeah, and you expose yourself.
So on his case,
yeah,
you say he should be canceled. I agree with you.
Yeah,
but for how long?
I don't know, brother. I don't know. I don't know. I know how long. What's that guy say? 400 years. Yeah, about there. There we go.
I don't think 400 years.
I'm just joking, but hey, just getting back at him being sarcastic, but I'm just going to the extreme as they did. I mean, with that BS, it'd be very insensitive. Like I said, farmers, didn't they have a problem with that? Yeah. They also had a problem with
Could he come back from this?
I don't. It all depends. I have no clue. To me, just like the other guy, they blame it on the diabetes. Oh, diabetes. And what are you going to say? Oh, you're going to blame it on the Hennessy he didn't have or the bill, the rest of the bill he didn't read? I have no clue, man. But to me, you can't cancel out. You can't cancel racism, but people that are ignorant like that, that put themselves out there, you know, to me, racism will never be canceled. I've come to terms with that. It will take something of biblical proportions to cancel racism.
I kind of like what Fallon had said in his response.
What's that?
He said, I made a terrible decision to do an impersonation of Chris Rock while in blackface. There is no excuse for this. I am very sorry for making this unquestionable offensive decision and thank all of you for holding me accountable. And then he goes and says, he also says, there is no excuse for this.
No, there's no excuse.
There is no excuse.
Speaking of, he is a fan of comedy. So remember Ted Danson? He did it when he was with Whoopi Goldberg and he got canceled. He almost got destroyed for that.
The guy with the white hair?
Yeah, to dance it from Cheers.
Okay, yes.
He did that, the blackface thing, to honor her. And it was like, she didn't see any issue with, I mean, I don't know if she saw any issue with it because she was with him. They were dating.
Didn't they date?
Yeah, they were dating.
I got you.
So she did it. And so it's the same thing, paying homage. So if I'm paying homage to you, I'm with Kate and you're with your wife. Are you going to paint yourself white and say, hey, I love you, baby? And, you know, just.
No, I'm not. I mean, you're aware.
Yeah, so it's like, why do that? So it doesn't make sense. It's almost, you're looking for the laugh, and here's the laugh. The laugh is, I'm black. You know, I'm paying myself black, so are you saying black is comical?
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm paying homage to you. No, if you want to honor me with my words, honor me with, you know, if she's an actor, honor me with the scene I've done.
But what do you do when your spouse is black and she gives you permission? Or vice versa?
Like I said, that's something you do in your own house. But when it's presented to everyone else to see, it becomes a gift for everyone else to judge. Right, right. Just like any projects, anything that these artists do, they put it out there. You want criticism. You're putting it out there for people to criticize. So that's how I would see it. But he had it right. But remember... Kevin Hart. So, okay, here's the thing.
I remember that.
So one. The tweets and everything, like, he made it in a joke, you know, saying he'd beat his kid if he was playing with dolls or something, I recall, right? Something like that?
Yeah, he kind of, you know.
The whole male ego thing of if your son as a girl or acts kind of that way or something, and yeah.
I think he's like, if I ever catch my something, I would beat him with the whatever he said. And these were tweets going back, and people found this is when he was supposed to be hosting the Emmys. So it was almost like cancel culture was like, yo, we haven't been liking him for a while. Let's go find something. Once he got that big,
right? They bringing out stuff from
was
the past.
It Emmys or Oscar or something? I don't know.
It was one of those, yeah. Right? And
so they were like holding on to it,
but he apologized.
He didn't. Did he apologize or he didn't? That's why he didn't do the show.
I think
they wanted him to do it, and he was like, "I'm not going to apologize for something I said years ago."
I think he apologized, but they wanted him to do it again.
Okay, and he's like, "No."
And he's like, "No, I've already done that. I wanted to die.
Yes, you know,
that was then. I'm more mature now.
Exactly.
I want to move on." But they wanted to bring it back and make some kind of example.
Yeah, exactly. So that's another question. See, we were, you know. Should you be judged on your past, even if you evolved and changed and matured, or should they be able to pull back things from your past that show you saying certain things? Because they've done that with a lot of people, either whether it have been offensive to gender, race, sexuality, trans folks, LBG community. So should you be judged, even though you've changed since then?
I believe that if a person has genuinely changed, I say no.
No. I shouldn't be judged, right? If they genuinely changed.
Because, I mean, we all grow.
Yeah.
We all grow. I mean.
No, some of us grow. Because some people just stay steady where they're at and don't have any growth in life. It's true.
Because the way Kevin Hart was talking about, you know, if his son was playing with dolls and this and that, how he would act. That was kind of how I was taught too. I was taught that, you know,
not to play with dolls.
Yeah, you not to show, not to be feminine or whatever.
Oh, your dad was like that?
Well, yeah, that's how the society was.
Really?
You be super macho masculine. Seriously?
Really?
Huh?
Nah, we played G.I. Joe's stuff when the girls came over and they were like, "Yo, I remember because used to be in New York and they had the G.I. Joe's dolls and." I mean, the girls wanted to play. It'd be like, "Yo, they bring their Barbies. Yo, it would be date."
but you would say certain words you're not supposed to say. Like, you would call somebody a sissy or you know, stuff like that.
Oh, okay, and that that one terminology is no longer said.
Yeah. But now as you learn more, I'm more open to if my sons were a little bit
feminine. Okay.
I would want them to be who they're going to be.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like. How I was back in the past.
Okay. So you were like that more so, like, "Yo, you ain't playing with noodles." So you were doing whatever.
That's how I would have been if I didn't evolve.
Okay. If you didn't grow and start seeing things with an open mind.
Right.
Less judgmental. And just see things as, and I think that could be something as homophobic. So you're kind of afraid that because they're playing with dolls, they might end up in a certain direction. You're like, so it's like almost the fear. You have because you know what society has done to that.
Also, you're looking at that group. Also, you're looking at yourself as well. Like, you know, like how do you look? You know what I mean? Like, that's my son. So why is my son like that?
Okay,
or, you know, or my daughter's like that. So what did I do wrong? Or what was that? Is that from me? Is that something wrong with me?
Something that you were hiding that it projected out on them. You're saying.
It could be. It could be like as far as what did I do wrong or what am I? People could look at me and think that I have that same issue.
Gotcha.
If it's an issue.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
No, I see what you're saying. So it's more so you. Yeah, because you see yourself in your kids.
Exactly.
So you're like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
No, which I get. So. But why the thongs, right?
Because they fit.
Well, Ray said he liked playing with thongs in basketball.
Yeah, I know Reggie like them thongs.
They don't ride up.
Yeah, I know Reggie in them thongs.
They don't ride up. Oh, man. It's so crazy because, like, who started this? I know the Me Too movement, I think it sparked this because it was, like, from there.
Yeah, it was like a spark to it.
Yeah.
I mean, like a spark where, like, it just... perpetuated more,
yeah, and it overflowed into the other categories of okay, now you know, women are being, you know, finally being having a voice. And it's like, well, this has been happening to this for so long. The LGBTQ community, that they're speaking on it, like, oh, you know, you don't want me around. So it turned into the new civil rights, right? And yeah. It was like, hey, you don't want us around. You don't want us in. So now you're.
Just to be clear, we are not against women's rights, LGBT, LGBTQT?
LBG.
Is it LQGBT?
LBG.
Well, we're not against their rights as well. We're not against anyone's rights. We're just. All we're doing is talking about, can it go too far? Can the culture go too far as canceling someone because they made a comment, they had a thought, they misspoke, they said things, you know, how far can it go?
Yeah.
So.
No, we definitely don't. We're just speaking on the cancel culture and how things have evolved.
Yeah.
And
just want to be clear about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Who you are is who you are. We have no right to speak on anyone as far as being a minority.
That's right. We don't. So do you like cancel culture? Have you ever been involved in cancel culture?
No, I haven't been involved in cancel culture.
Never got on, never seen something that's like, yeah, he should be canceled. Yeah. Hate, you know, I don't know. Dislike, I don't know. Made a comment. You never been a part of anything like that? Or like in like a some kind of Twitter beef where you saw something or
no I don't.
Okay.
No, I just I hear it from the populars or from the masses, and then you're like, okay, you judge and you're like, well, yeah, that's not cool.
I kind of feel like I'm at school and like there's like a fight, right, and in school, and they come by your classroom and they say, you didn't see the fight.
I know,
you know,
I
no who was fighting, so and so was fighting. I'm like, oh, I missed it again, man. That's kind of how I feel like when it comes to this cancel culture. Like, I miss the whole back and forth, gotcha. What happened, who said it, when it happened. And I'm like, oh, that happened? When did this happen? I just missed everything.
It is almost high school-like-ish. It has that type of elementary school type of playground. Like, oh, this person did that. What do we do next? To me, like... I mean, like I said, with this guy, okay, so going back to what you consider cancel, like I said, the guy that did it on air, hot air, and it's exposed. Well, now you have players and everything that the reason they're kneeling is because of the injustice or whatever, right? So to have that still there, it's kind of wrong, especially when he feels that way about those people, right?
You know what's crazy about that whole kneeling thing, though?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of folks didn't even know that Kaepernick, when he kneeled, they had no idea he kneeled because a former Green Beret, who's a football player, a long snapper, had told him it would be better for him to kneel versus sitting on the bench.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he wasn't kneeling at first. Like he actually was just sitting on the bench, not doing anything.
Gotcha.
And then a Green Beret, long snapper named I think it's Neil Burleson.
Yeah.
Came up to him and said, "Hey, you know what? In the military, we honor fallen soldiers by kneeling down."
Oh, wow.
From that point on,
yeah.
He kneeled
as
a sign of respect for the soldiers, to show respect, but at the same time showing that he's protesting violence towards blacks.
Yeah, with the
police brutality.
Yeah,
and so from that point on, that's when it actually spiraled out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, from advice.
Wow,
crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy the way the origins of it.
Yeah, that's funny. People didn't. I told somebody that, and they were like. Because they were all against, they were hating on Kaepernick.
I mean,
and I get it. I get how it looks. I get what they're saying. But when I told him where it came from, he was like, wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea that's the reason why he was kneeling. Like, they had no idea.
Mm-hmm. So did they have more understanding and respect for him, or they still just hated the dude? Like, okay.
Well, in my presence, it seemed like they had more
understanding. Okay.
But when I left,
yeah,
I don't know what he was saying behind my back.
Gotcha.
Can you believe that shit?
Yeah.
I don't even care.
He didn't know them, the fallen comrades.
Oh, to sum this all up, though, we believe that the cancel culture is necessary, but at the same time, there has to be some kind of limit. There has to be term limits.
It has to be some type of rules, and
but who makes the rules? Like who will be the cancel culture ambassador?
I don't know, but we gotta find them. They're like hidden. It's like a secret society, man. Yeah. So my thoughts on that is, yeah, I think cancel culture is something that's probably, you think that it should still proceed just with regulations and terms.
Yeah, I mean, we it's effective. It works. I mean, but
does it?
Pick up a piece of paper. Okay, if you think I'm reading this paper, let me say it like this. When your bitch ass starts to respect that disrespect, you need to get your skinny motherfucking ass back out the goddamn way before I put my foot in your ass. Because
I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. Shut the fuck up. I'm home.
What's up? I will punch your neck, nigga, if you ever disrespect me.
I did it. He just hung up the phone. I'll break your neck. Is that a threat?
The whole thing was, that was Kurt?
That was Kurt. That was Kurt in the background, yeah. Wow. So, I have a, here's my issue with that. That should even be brought up. Why? Because
he's talking to his
son. But here's the thing. It's a private conversation.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the public. Whatever happens in your household stays in your household unless it's affecting someone inside your house, so like, you know, domestic abuse and stuff like that. Absolutely, let that out.
Mm-hmm. So his son put that out.
His son put it out, and you see him sitting there on the phone recording it. So he's recording it while he has his phone. So basically, it's a setup.
Yeah,
his son aggravated him. Huh?
So I wonder the stuff that his son owns, whatever he has. I don't know his situation, but
yeah.
I'm sure he's taking care of his son, right?
From what I understand, he's taking care of his son, but he's got, so his son's older, so Kurt Franklin has another family because he's separated from his old mother, whatever. So the son's older, and I guess he's had issues in the past, and mm-hmm. I don't know if it's whether it has anything to do with drugs, so I'm not going to go there. But he's had things in the past, and he's been supporting him, so I guess the son's like, you're not supporting me enough, and he's taking care of his other family, you know, younger kids and whatnot. So I don't know, you know, we don't get the whole conversation. We just get 47 seconds of the end tail of a conversation where you can tell he's had his buttons pushed.
He's been baited.
Yeah, he's been baited. Absolutely. Uh-huh. So, I mean, if anyone should be canceled, it should be his son.
So are people canceling Kurt Franklin right now?
Well, they're trying to, but everyone's...
Because he cursed?
Because he cursed and went on his kid. And here's the thing. Kurt Franklin is not he's not a pastor, right?
Right. He just makes... music for
gospel music.
Gospel music.
Yeah.
And people think he's holier than thou, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, man.
So things like that to me, things like that, you know, if you're caught on a hot mic, someone lets it out, that's different. You're at a professional place, like mm-hmm. they've done with other, political leaders that have been caught on a hot mic saying stuff that they shouldn't have been saying. Boom. But someone baiting you into something, that should be canceled.
We've all been in situations where we know, like, we've said things we shouldn't say.
Yeah, we've, yeah.
It's because it's normal. We're human. So,
yeah.
We're going to say things we regret. And if anyone acts like, oh my gosh, Kurt Franklin said, you know, he cursed or whatever, and he said this and that, you know, in your heart, you said some stuff too. You done some crazy things. You said some crazy things. If someone had a camera in your household,
absolutely,
you know, or a recorder, you'll be busted too.
So, oh yeah, if you have teens, I mean teenagers, we're talking not even toddlers. That's an adult. I mean, that's like a 28, 30 something year old kid. I mean, at the end of the day, he's an adult. I think they said he's 32 or something. At the end of the day, he's an adult. So just imagine. I have teenage daughters, and they drive me through the wall.
Right,
my wife and me, and we're just, you know, you have kids, you have teenagers, so it's like,
I don't get why he recording him and putting him out like that. I mean, I just don't get that.
It's like, to hurt him, obviously. Yeah, it's like he probably cut him off from money, and at the end of the day, it's like, I'm gonna get you. So you hurt me, I'm gonna hurt your pockets now.
Yeah,
and I mean, here's the thing, he doesn't realize. I don't know what his name is, but we'll just say Kurt Franklin Jr.
Junior, you listening to this, Junior?
You doing it to the wrong community because the black, you know, the black folks are like, yeah, that, damn right, he gave the right thing. You know, he told him the right thing. Damn right. I would whoop his ass too. And that's what they're saying in the background, probably like, what? You know, they don't really care because it's that. Speaking of culture, but that's in the culture. You know, you put your kid back into place. You know,
your son's a punk. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think the setup is, you know, I think that's very Judas of him.
Yeah, punk.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's cool.
Write your daddy out like that for telling you get your mind right.
Come on, yeah, trust me. I've had
get your mind right.
I've had my daughters be like, oh, you can't think that. We can call the cops. What?
call a popo.
What'd you say? Sorry, I'm sorry. What?
Call the popo.
You can't do that because we're protected. We can go what? Okay.
Hey, you better pack them bags.
No, it's not that. I was like,
when I get back, you're gonna be gone.
I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, the cop thing you're threatening me with. Okay.
You better pack them bags.
I'm like, but how fast do you think they get their response time is versus I'm here right now?
That phone book don't leave marks. Just letting you know,
the phone book doesn't leave marks. Yo, this dude's an abuser. Wow, Ray, I didn't know that side of you existed. Damn, bro. Yo, Kara, you know, Kira, you all right? Let me know. let us know. You don't have to let me know. Let Kate know.
Let Kate know.
I'll let you know how to reach her. Let her know if you, you know. Damn, that's how you hide the bruises. She don't bruise too much. You just hit her right below the armpit.
I read that somewhere. I don't know where I read it.
You read it somewhere. Ike Turner 101, how to abuse your wife and get away with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, speaking of cancellations, so the people have been Gina Carano from The Mandalorian. You know what I mean? I think what's happening is...
And she was canceled for what?
For saying... It had to do with the comparing what's happening to the Republicans or people on the right that speak about the election and stuff being robbed and whatever, the way they're being canceled and whatnot and treated and freedom of speech being taken away is almost like in the comparison to what the Nazis did to the Jews.
Okay,
so people took offense to that. I mean, she said other tweets and stuff before that, and you know, Disney was backing her and it's fine with it. No one really, even though they were trying to get that, you know, the cancel culture were coming for the village people, they let her get away with it. But as soon as she mentioned Jews, it was like, that's it. I mean, but she had finished her term with them anyway. It was her getting a new show. She was supposed to solely get a spinoff for The Mandalorian with her character,
mm-hmm.
because people like that character so much.
I liked it. It was a good character.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was good. It was very cool. Because I finally watched it after you told me, and I was like, oh, shoot, okay.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it was really good. I binged it.
Look at you, binging. You got time for that?
No, I make time. I binge while I work and stuff. I'm a multitasker. And what else you had? You had what? You said Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon for giving homage to Chris Rock. He put on blackface. We got
I mean, what do you think about that? The blackface thing.
You know what? I understand. I've seen the videos from the past about the blackface, but like the way Jimmy Fallon did it, as far as, you know, him giving homage to, you know, Chris Rock, his favorite comedian, I don't take personal offense to it. I mean, I would have to ask Chris Rock how he felt about it, you know, because it's really to him. I would have to ask him and say, hey, Chris, did you feel offended? And I think he's going to say no.
Yeah, I hear you, but I don't know.
You feel kind of funny about that, right?
Because they do the blackface, and I think it's somewhere. Do the Dutch do it or the Swedish? They have a blackface thing to do, parade, and also the Asians do it too. Like they do plays and they make up black faces and they do this over superimposed lips.
See, when it's like that, I don't like that. But I'm just saying, okay, why is it okay for like let's say a white guy gets gold teeth, right?
Yeah.
You know who wears gold teeth.
Okay.
Okay. Or a white dude wearing baggy pants and sagging them.
Okay.
We know where that came from.
All right, yeah, all right. So.
Or him, like, you know, t- talking in a way where he tries to sound like he's hip.
Okay.
Why is all that okay? But him trying to, but Chris Fallon, Jimmy Fallon saying, I want to look like Chris Rock because, you know, I like Chris Rock and he's my favorite comedian. I want to be Chris Rock.
I think because there's a line.
Far?
Yeah, I think there's a line crossed when you I don't know, man. I mean, you can be someone, you can imitate someone without actually getting a you know, coloring yourself to do it, because there's a lot of actors that don't do that.
If Chris Rock didn't have a problem with it, would you be okay with it?
If Chris Rock didn't have a problem with it?
If Chris Rock said, go ahead, brother. It's good.
That's because he sees him as a friend, right? So it's like, that's between them. But when it's put for everyone else, you've actually put that art for everyone else to decide now. Now you've given it out to the people. It's not like you went to a personal Chris Rock party. You're paying homage to him. That's in your private house. So if you put it on this,
but folks might get on Chris Rock and say, "Hey, you allowing him?"
No, that's what I'm saying. So giving him a pass. Yeah, exactly.
But they, it might say you allowing him to bring down the community by him wearing that.
Well, they didn't bring it down the community. It's just
when you give
it's him, almost allowing the N-word for anyone to say the N-word. So it's almost like, yo, if you allow that, then you open a gateway. You know how they say weed is a gateway drug. Well, if you do that, it's like a gateway. Like you're letting stuff open, and it's not. It's uncomfortable because at the end of the day, it's like we're this complexion, and hey, we didn't choose to be this. The hand you're dealt, and you deal with it. So it's like, wow, for you to jump in and jump out, and that's how most African Americans feel. Is people love the culture, but don't want to be black. You know, it's like, oh, I love it. I'll wear this, and but you play dress up. You enjoy the culture, and when it comes to time to stand up for the people that created the culture, it's like, where's everyone at now?
Right, where's your backbone at?
Yeah, where's everyone at? You love the culture, but where's the support?
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know what I mean. So I think there's something deeper. It's deeper on the deeper than what's on the surface below. You know,
would you cancel anyone?
Would I cancel anyone? I don't know, man. Because there's a lot of.
I mean, if they said,
dude, there was this guy. Hold on, I gotta this. You look at this, I don't know, he's a right winger. Oh, he went berserk because he was going crazy. And I saw this shout out to Amazing Lucas because he had posted it, and I was like, what? Amazing Lucas?
Who's that?
The Amazing Lucas? You don't ever watch? He's on YouTube and stuff.
I don't really have time.
Oh, man, he's great. You need to make time. See how many time you gotta get.
Like, all right, shout out to Amazing Lucas because Reggie make time for you.
Oh, love his show. He's a real one. And he's a right winger, but he's been more so ever since the Trump era and what's happened. You know, people, he speaks the truth, but he's more so, a conservative Republican that said the party's gotten away from him. The party's
like,
gotten away.
Hmm? He's more like a moderate or something, or just a true conservative or something. I don't know.
He's a true conservative, but he's leaned more left or in the center.
I got you.
Because of what happened this past, with all this bullshit that's been happening with the Republican Party, how it's been getting away, mm-hmm. and how it's no longer almost Republican, like it's going to be Trump. Trump's going to have his own damn party.
Okay.
And how Trump's like, don't use my name. He cease and desist. You seen that? He was like, cease and desist. He was like, I don't want you guys using my name for your campaigns.
No, I didn't see
Trump.
That.
He was like, no, he's like, don't use my name. Speaking of him, you were talking about Trump. Yeah, cancellation, the biggest one right there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they got, hey, they said, dude, they said, Trump, I'm taking away your Twitter pass, your Facebook pass. But
brother, like, to me, that's like,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
it is crazy.
It's beyond, it's nuts. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Like, how long? Like
that's your voice. Like,
how long you in timeout?
Yeah, how long? You know,
do you get like a, because usually you go to timeout, you're there for like 2 minutes, 5 minutes.
Exactly.
What is this, like, purgatory?
Exactly. Because to me, it's like, if it's happening to these, here's the thing.
Because it's like when you open up Pandora's box, you got to be careful what you're opening up because
it's a slippery slope.
Exactly. Because then all of a sudden it's going to be, well, I'm offended now. Well, we have like this very sensitive,
politically correct. Yes.
Society now. Like everything offends me. Mm-hmm. And when we grew up, hey, whatever thing, you swallow it and move on.
Yeah. I remember growing up and I watched the Dave Chappelle show, right?
Yeah.
And then I watched it recently, just a few episodes, right? And I said, oh, he would be canceled right now.
Oh, you mean for all the stuff he was doing?
People
were loving it.
Hey, it would be no.
Oh, right. Right now.
He would be canceled right now.
What about the special that he had come out?
Which one was this?
The special that he had with the LBGT.
Oh, well, it wasn't recent, but I'm just saying they...
No, he had that come out. Remember he had that come out?
He had a problem with them as far as...
No, remember he had the special. Was it on Netflix? And everybody was like, oh, no, because he was like, oh, you pick people up in the car. And he was talking about the same thing, like about the cancel culture. Like, you know, did you never watch that when he was like, he referenced picking up L and then you pick up Q and then you pick up...
No.
Oh, man, I gotta freaking... Lay that stuff for you as well.
I just seen the one where he was years ago where he had this his Mexican in the front row and an Asian woman in the front row, and he was smoking a cigarette, and he can tell she wasn't having a good time, but he was. Mm-hmm. And he asked him where they was from, and she was like, if you're asking about my ethnicity or something like that, I'm from L.A., but I'm Chinese. And the dude was like, the husband who was having a good time, he was like, I'm Mexican, man. So... So he could tell that she was kind of irritated by him smoking because she was pregnant. So all of a sudden, she just kind of like, he said a couple more things and she got up and like was getting ready to leave or whatever. And she was like, basically like, I'm never going to watch a Dave Chappelle show ever again. And because he told her basically,
what?
You're going to have the most hardest working baby in the world because... He's Mexican, and the little wife was Chinese, and so that offended her right there. I just told that joke all crazy because I'm not a comedian, but when Dave said it, it was pretty funny.
My conclusion of this whole thing that's happened with the cancel culture is there is some goods and there's bads, some pros and cons, like there's with anything, and there's an extremist. There's a point where the monster can get so big that it has no more there's no one monitoring it, that it takes a life of its own. It's almost like the raise, against the machine, almost like the rise of the machines, like in Terminator and stuff, that if you don't get a handle on it, eventually you'll have the public, the people dictating everything.
Mm-hmm.
That there will be no more freedom of speech and people can voice their opinions without being targeted. Because once you do that, if you dead comedy, where comedians, I think comedians have the platform to make jokes.
They do.
Because they should. Because that gives us a break in society where we're like, oh, someone's making fun of it. The satire of the ridiculousness of this, or something that's very sensitive and making light of it, that everyone can crack a joke because of the extreme of how we've taken it too much. You know, you're taking it too serious.
Yeah, going to comedy is where you can go and relax.
Yeah.
You can go have fun.
Absolutely.
You can let a load off. When you laugh.
What the hell did you just say?
Let a load off?
Raymond.
Is that bad?
Bro. Let a load off?
You know, you've had a long week. You got a load on your shoulder like a... And so you let the load off. Of pressure, stress, life.
Let the load... It just sounds very inappropriate.
It goes into that whole porn. Am I getting ready to get canceled?
Bro, I don't know, but...
Where's your mind at?
No, my mind is fine and correct. Your mind, brother. Every time you picture, oh, rub here and rub... Whatever the hell, bro. I don't know who you were with today.
What are you watching when you're home by yourself?
Bro, I'm watching good stuff. I'm watching Joel Steen. I'm watching... the merch, guys. I'm watching Joel Steen. Check out. Don't forget to check out the merch.
Yeah, brorants.com, brorants podcast, bonfire.com, Bro-Rant merchandise.
Follow us, guys. Leave and donate. Hey, we Anchor has a thing that you can donate if you want so we can get more content to you, more quality to you guys. But, hey, thank you for listening, you guys. Hope you have a great rest of the week. And actually, make sure you tune in this Friday for our movie review.
Yes. Bro-Rant's out. We thank you and we love you.
Raymond loves you. I might be canceled. Shit.
Mr. Lowe.